final issue addressed by our faculty was endocrine therapy for metastatic disease, and specifically the role of the pure estrogen receptor antagonist, fulvestrant. One of the most interesting aspects of this agent, which competes for the estrogen receptor with estrogen, is the evaluation in a number of clinical trials of the combination in postmenopausal women with an aromatase inhibitor. Dr. John Robertson addressed this fascinating treatment concept.
What do we know about this combination clinically? And the answer is nothing at the moment. Here's what we know. We know about mice. Fulvestrant on its own, the xenograft, letrozole, this is the combination, this is Angela Brody's data. But this is not the same clinical situation as we're talking about, because we're talking about a tumour that's become resistant to NAI and then adding in Faslodex. This is giving these drugs up front in a different model, plus it's a homogeneous cell line. So I don't think this necessarily represents the clinical scenario. And this is obviously the study that's ongoing, the SOPHIA trial, whereby the aromatase inhibitor is continued in the hope that by keeping down the estradiol level, that more of the Faslodex will compete with the receptor and perhaps give you either a better initial response or even a longer-term control of the drug. One of the problems I see with this study here is I'm not sure that we're ever going to see the result of this study in our lifetime. The reason I say that is that this is a study that's been run in the United Kingdom, running a 600-patient study, and you yourself know that if we do those sorts of studies normally, that takes a 15-country study and probably something like, 60-centre study. And so I'm not sure how quickly this study is going to report and how relevant it's going to be in terms of clinical practice by the time we get the answers for this. So it's an interesting study, but I'm not sure it's going to help us. So yeah, theoretically, Faslodex plus NAI is as good as any other option that you might want to use. But we already have data that we have two anti-estrogens at least that are effective after an AI. And we also have data in the third line setting that Faslodex or the steroidal aromatase inhibitor also give you reasonable clinical benefit rates as third line therapy. The problem with this combined approach and continuing the AI is, as I said before, we've got no human data on that combination. We've got no clinical data in any situation, neoadjuvant, anything about this combination. And we've got no human biological data. There's no pre-surgical data. There's nothing to suggest that that combination is going to be better.